Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is designed to bring you the truth of the Bible. No politics, no religious requirements from a hierarchy or a council or approval by a pope or potentate, but to bring you the truth of what the Bible says. Let me ask you a question. You think the world is in trouble today? Well, yes, it's in trouble today. How bad is it going to get? And there are so many people thinking, well, if we do this, it'll be better. If we do that, it'll be better. If we do the other thing, it'll be better. And it never turns out better. Why is that? Well, it's because they've excluded God. And it's because they have accepted things that they think are right and good and true and real into their lives. And they don't know what the truth is. Because we're living in a society that has had many centuries for it to come to the point that it is now. But let's see where it's going. Because if you think it's going to get better, and if you think just here in America that if we just elect the right people, they'll do it for us. Won't that be wonderful? Well, it may not be quite that way. Because in every equation, what you're going to find is this. God is not included. Or if God is included, they do like Cain, they do it their way, and expect God to obey them. Now stop and think about it for just a minute. Who is God in that case? If God obeys a man, then is not man God? See, everything is upside down. And everything is confused. And we'll see why in this segment. Cult holidays, God's holy days which? And we're giving the background concerning Halloween. This book, A Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days Which, is the premier book to give you understanding concerning those holidays of the world which do not come from God, but are rooted in paganism and Satanism and have been accepted as Christian today as compared to the truth of the holy days of God. That's why the Ten Commandments written in stone and the skull, the wages of sin, is death. And today, people have embraced death while thinking they're embracing life. People have used freedom to live in sin, to choose what is evil, and to gradually make that which is evil good. And we are going to see the powers that are behind what is Halloween. The truth of it really is, and most people really don't understand what that is, that those political forces are moving to create a worldwide Sodom and Gomorrah. Now let's see what happened with the society from the time of Cain and Abel down through to Noah. And that's how the Bible gives it, you see, because God is covering here the important fundamental things to tell us what went wrong with the civilization before the flood. Why was it that it was destroyed by a flood? Someone says, oh, well, there was no flood. Then tell me why. You can climb to the highest mountain on earth, and you can dig down in the strata, and what do you find? Sea fossils. How did they get way up there? Because there was a flood. And a lot of that before the flood was down under the ocean. But when the flood came, God broke up the fountains of the deep and everything was in turmoil. And yes, the flood did cover the whole earth. Not just some little valley within the Mesopotamian community as the expert. Whom God calls fools, tell us in documentaries. Let's see what happened. Society grew, expanded, lived long lives, all of one language. Let's see what brought it down and why there had to be the flood. Verse 5, Genesis 6. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Is that not where we are today? Beginning from the very youngest in our society, do we not teach them evil to begin with? Oh, in the guise of cartoons? Oh, isn't that nice? Let's have some fun. It's good for the kiddies. And as we will see, that's what they say of Halloween. And that's what they say of Christmas. And that's what they say of Easter. It's for the children. But of course, because Satan wants to indoctrinate the children. So you lie to them, and God says, do not bear false witness. And you tell them that this is fun. Well, we're going to see, when every imagination of the thoughts of every man and woman is only evil continually, that God is going to bring his judgment. And it was so bad, the Lord repented that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Isn't that something? God said, I'm going to destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the crawling thing and the fowl of the air, for I repent that I have made them. That's quite a statement, isn't it? And it did happen. Evidence everywhere in the world. But you can be thankful for one man, because one man can make a difference. And that man's name was Noah, and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So it was through Noah and his family that the human race was preserved. Verse 11, now the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Sound like today's headlines? Yes, indeed. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth. All flesh, from the greatest to the least, from the youngest to the oldest, from the wise to the simpleton. All had corrupted their ways. And how did that happen? Because they went in the way that seemed right to them under the guise and inspiration of Satan the devil. And he is called the God of this world. And he is the author of all the holidays of this world. In all religions, they're not of God. But there's one little truth that the religionists say. Oh, we're all going in the same direction. That's true. Satan's, not God's. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find thee faith on the earth? No. Let's think about it for just a minute. After the flood and after they all got out of the ark and time went on and they began to multiply and replenish the earth, then men began to go back to the ways they had before the flood. And they wanted to build a tower, reach into the heavens. The limitless ideas of men and God had to come down and change their languages so that they couldn't communicate with each other. Because he said, now they imagine to do this, and nothing will be restrained from them which they imagine to do. Now Jesus also said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And if you don't believe, we're living in the days leading up to the return of Jesus Christ, then you're living in some far-fetched fairy tale world that is completely unconnected to reality and divorced and devoid of anything that's in the Bible. Now let's come to Revelation 17. Here's quite a chapter, because this tells us where all of these occult holidays came from. How did what is evil become to be called good and accepted? Revelation 17. We're going to see a prophecy of what is called Babylon the Great. It's a combination of religion and government and business. And it tells us what's happened to the population of the earth and why they don't understand. John was given this vision. Let's read it, Revelation 17. One of the angels came to him, saying, "Come here, and I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." Now, if you're drunk, do you know truth? If you're drunk, do you understand what is right? No. You got drunk because you were doing the things that were not right. So this is spiritually. The world is spiritually drunk and blind. And that's all because they've rejected the word of God and have embraced all of that which is evil and accepted it as good. Because you see, truth has now become relative. Truth is what you think. Truth is what you invent in your mind. Sounds a little like our president, doesn't it? Sounds a little bit like our religious leaders, doesn't it? Sounds an awful lot like our financial advisors, doesn't it? They're all made drunk. What about you? Are you drunk or sober? Spiritually speaking, who do you follow? Do you follow your own ways, your own thoughts, because we have freedom of choice? Have you chosen to go God's way? Have you chosen to understand His word and truth? Let's see what it says here about this terrible situation that encompasses the whole earth. Verse 3, "Then he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast who had 7 heads and 10 horns, full of the names of blasphemy. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and pearls and precious stones. And she had a golden cup in her hand filled with abominations and the filthiness of her fornication." Got rewarded for doing evil. Look at all of the wealth. Look at all of the splendor. Amazing, isn't it? That's this whole civilization. Look at the ruling elite in the world. Look at the religions of this world. Look at the businesses of this world and those who run them. Speaking of businesses, let's go over here to chapter 18. Let's see what they indulge in. Let's see how they get rich. And this is talking about the international corporations or the trans corporations that we have today. Verse 3. Revelation 18, "Because all nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have been made rich through the power of her luxury." Have we been exploited by the international corporations? Have we had our food changed and modified genetically? Think about it. They've been made rich. We have been put into confusion. The earth is drunk. All the inhabitants of it, because they followed Satan the devil. Now notice, here's what God calls it, hearkening clear back to before the flood and right after the flood. Revelation 17 and verse 5. "And across her forehead a name was written, Mystery, mystery of iniquity, mystery of lawlessness, Babylon the great, the mother of the harlots and the abominations of the earth." Did you know that all the holidays of this world are an abomination to God? Oh, but we must have fun with the children. Do you want what God says, or do you want your own way? Do you want to be like Abel, or do you want to be like Cain? Do you want to be confused and follow the religions of this world, or do you want to follow God, Christ, and the Bible, and live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? What is it that you want to do with your life? Are you drunk on the fornication of her wine? See? Also, they enforce it by killing, by war, by oppression, and by killing and martyring the true believers of God the Father and Jesus Christ to the tune of billions. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And after seeing her, I wondered with great amazement. How could this be? You ever thought of that? How could this be? Well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to run a segment about Halloween, because if there is anything that is started out as fun and games for children, has introduced them and inaugurated them in to Satan's world through Halloween, watch this. That's quite amazing, isn't it? Of course, fun for the children. Oh, you teach them to extort. You teach them to trick-or-treat. You teach them that celebrating death is fun. But it's for the children. Who else is it for? Who else is behind this? What really is Halloween? We're going to strip away the blinders. But first of all, let's come to Isaiah, the 5th chapter, and let's pick up where this little 1 minute special left off. That we now call evil good, and good evil. Oh, that Fred Coulter, he is an evil man. He doesn't want kids to have fun. Oh. Really? No, I don't want your children involved, nor you involved, in that which is evil, where Satan is your God. Isaiah 5. This is what's going to happen. This is what is happening now. And these kind of things, and you're going to be surprised, absolutely surprised, concerning how vast now Halloween has reached a proportion of sin in a cauldron of witchcraft that is almost unbelievable. Verse 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. There is a way that seems right to a man, the ends thereof are the ways of death. It's like Cain. Remember where we started? A very simple thing. You get wise in your own eyes and prudent in your own sight, and you think that because you have the freedom of choice and you have opinions, that those are now sacred because you thought of them. But how does it square up with the Word of God? What do you do in your life? What do you follow in your life? Let's read on. What are those who are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink? Sound like Mother Babylon the Great, the whole world is drunk on the wine of her fornication. Yes, indeed. Are you drunk spiritually? What do you believe? Are you wrapped up in the holidays of this world? Let's read on. And woe to those who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Now what they do? Some people are going to say, how dare you condemn these things? Well, if I read the word of God and it condemns it, it's not me, it's God. Is it not? And doesn't God say, cry aloud and spare not and show my people their sins? Yes, indeed. What is going along with all of this evil done? You're going to go onto your markets, and what are you going to see? Right there for all the children. And did you know that they sell more candy for Halloween than they do for Valentine's? Another one of those wonderful days. No wonder Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find the true faith in the earth? Where will it be? Who is going to love God? Who is going to keep his commandments? Who is going to do what is right? So the judgment is coming. Let me read you what is coming. What is coming is not pleasant. What is coming is not convenient. What is coming is really going to be very powerful and destructive, because the wages of sin is death. And who is out there saying, turn to God? Who is out there saying, repent? How many are doing that? Well, we're doing that here. But do you hear it from the Supreme Court? Do you hear it from the United Nations? Do you hear it from our president? Do you hear it from our Congress? Do you hear it from the pulpit? Maybe a little here and there. But will the repentance be complete, or just a little dibble-dabble here and a little dibble-dabble there? Kind of try and, you know, make it good. See, like people try and put Christ into Christmas? But we'll talk about Christmas. That's the next one we're going to talk about. And you are going to be surprised how you have been deceived and subtly taken in, taken advantage of. Let's see what's coming. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their root shall be like rottenness and their blossom shall go up like dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. And as we have gone through how the Christian world has been deceived, it begins in the pulpit. And God holds them all responsible. And judgment is coming because of it. And in the next segment, we are going to see the depths to which Halloween really exposes itself in its fullness and in the cauldron of its sin that was presented as fun and games for children to begin with. It's amazing where it's come to. Are you going to send your child out on Halloween night to trick-or-treat? What are you going to do, as if some parents have done that and their children were poisoned or found razors in the candies given to them by lovely, caring adults? Is it something that a Christian child should do and that a Christian parent should encourage and instruct and, yes, even take them out? Take them out in the cars and go to the neighbors where you know that they are rich and they have bought a lot of candy, and your kids are going to come home with bags of candy. And when I was a kid growing up, I thought, ooh, in today's expression, we would say, that's cool. Look at all the candy I got, huh? And then spend the next 2 weeks with the flu. Well, we're going to find out about Halloween. So just remember that clip that we played. And remember the book that we have advertised here. I challenge you, do you want the truth of God and history as to how we got to where we are through occult holidays by rejecting God's holy days? And yet you go to church and you open your Bible and you think, oh, this is wonderful and good. And you haven't even gotten up to bat. It's like going to play a baseball game. You get up to bat and you go up to the home plate and you don't even have a bat. Think on that. Well, there's a lot we're going to learn. And there's a lot that we need to have the scales pulled off our eyes to see. So continue on with the next segment. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And I hope that these messages really help you in your life, because God loves you and is concerned for you, but you have to come to Him. And you have to do as God told Cain. If you do well, you'll be accepted. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Calder saying, until next time, so long, everyone.